We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. And Terry, let's talk about a couple of key issues that are out there right now. Number one, obviously, we had the 2014 Farm Bill turned into law back in February of this year, signed by President Obama at that particular time. It's been an implementation effort now since that point by USDA. And we've got, obviously, the watchful eye of the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, overlooking what USDA is doing. A couple of things that's there that he's got definitely on his mind, both livestock disaster assistance as well as APH, the actual production history issue with crop insurance. I know that you consider both of these issues very, very important for Oklahoma producers.
Well, one thing that affects all of the crop producers is their actual production history. They need we're working hard to try to get that implemented into the Farm Bill that is passed, but USDA has been dragging their feet on getting that implemented. However, they say that their top priority is the livestock assistance program for those that have had livestock through all the drought periods. And that's a very important thing for people to get on top of now, because Farm Service Agency is snowed under. They are understaffed. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's budget cuts. And they're working really hard. But when you go in, first of all, you make an appointment. And they'll tell you what you need to bring back. And when you go in, you need to go prepared. Because if you have to drop out and then get back in line, you may be way down the line. And October 1 is the beginning of the new fiscal year. There's additional sequestration cuts that kick in October 1. So whatever they're eligible for now could be cut that 2% after October 1. So, and there are some sizable payments out there that really should help some livestock producers that have suffered greatly through these 2 or 3 years of drought. The actual production history on the crop insurance is the same way. That's a 10-year average. Every year, 1 year drops off, a new year comes on. And if we go through 3 years of crop failure, our average is down, and our maximum coverage that we can buy is based on our average production. So, thanks to Frank Lucas, doing a good job. You had a great job covering it on the radio and a good interview with Frank. People need to listen to that and really pay attention. There's some good pointers there.
You know, regarding the livestock disaster assistance programs, I know mostly for forage losses, you indicated that you personally are in line right now.
As a matter of fact, we just finished our appointment up last Friday. My son are in partnership. He has power of attorney. I couldn't be there. He took care of it all for me, but I had to get papers signed. And you've got to get landlord signatures to verify that you were operating this number of acres if you have some rented land. And I had one landlord in Arizona, one in the Dominican Republic, and another in Tulsa. And, you know, you have to get prepared and get their signatures to say yes. Even though you've got a cash rent contract or some kind of a contract, that didn't make any difference. You need to get their signatures on that form verifying, yes, they were a renter on my land at that time. Because your payments are based on, to a large extent, the number of acres and the number of head per acre that operation could run. And they know that for the last 3 years, it's been hurt drastically. And so Frank worked really hard to get that. Actually, it goes clear back to, September 30 of 2011. Mm-hmm. Is when that part expired in the old Farm Bill. So we're talking about 2 or 3 years, and even some of the state qualifies into 2014. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal. Livestock producers, take it serious, get out there, get after it, and don't waste any time.
And one more point about that particular program, Congressman Lucas and his committee were able to prevail with the Senate, and they made it permanent.
Yes, they did. Frank's just done a yeoman's job. My goodness, he had his work cut out for him. I've spoken with you before on the odds that were against him as he started developing that Farm Bill. Tremendous odds against him, and we all see the deadlock in Congress. But he got his committee, which is both Democrats and Republicans, and they came through and they got their work done, and Frank did a great job leading that.
Let's shift gears, Terry, and let's talk a little bit about Waters of the U.S. Proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers. They currently have that rule open for public comment. I know that your policy indicates that you have real problems with what Ms. McCarthy is proposing.
We sure do, Ron, and our American Farmers Ranchers policy has opposed for a long time taking navigable waters. See, the original law is that the Corps of Engineers are to have jurisdiction over all navigable waters in the United States. And we have always taken that to mean, well, this is a river that a barge can go down or whatever. But it's far more extensive than that, and I was on a conference call with her. And she indicated, hey, we've not changed those rules since were enacted clear back in 2006. I told them they had awakened a sleeping dog because a lot of us evidently did not realize some of those things were there. But they come back and they say, well, there are exemptions for normal farming practices. What's normal? You know, normal is different across the United States. It's different across the state from county to county and from farm to farm. And so you keep pinning them down. And finally, you get the answer, well, whether that's jurisdictional or not, whether we have jurisdiction over it or not, probably will be determined by the Corps of Engineers. Corps of Engineers can't do nearly as good a job telling me how to manage my farm than the fifth, sixth, seventh generation that's been on it, and it's sacred to them, and they take care of it, and they want to leave it better than they found it. And farmers and ranchers are not going to sign a blank check. We're not going to support signing a blank check. If they can't give us some definite definitions, mm-hmm. You know, we can't just take, well, eventually the Corps of Engineers is going to have to make a determination on that. Right. And even in North Dakota, I was on a conference call. North Dakota has a prairie pothole situation. You would think a prairie pothole would be exempt. But if that pothole happens to drain in a heavy rain over into another pothole, into the bar ditch, down the ditch to a creek, down the creek to a river, it's waters of the United States. WOTUS, W-O-T-U-S, is the way it's being referred to commonly now. So that's what it means, waters of the United States. They want to take navigable out. They want to put WOTUS in. They say there's no change because navigable always meant just waters of the United States. But we just got to be really, really cautious, and there's a comment period. We need to get our comments in. We need to tell EPA. And one encouraging thing was in a conference call I was in with her, she said, if we cannot gain vast majority support and reception in the farming community with this rule, she said, I won't go forward with it. Hey, let's make sure she doesn't. Let's let them know. Before we go forward, we got to have these provisions. We got to know what we're signing. We're not going to sign a blank check.
Thank you, Terry. Terry Dietrich, President of the American Farmers and Ranchers. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.